We have been saying on the show that Andrew is known primarily for his drawings of tall ships for probably, what, like 6 months or something now?
Yeah, about that. Maybe closer to a year.
And I've always wondered when we were going to actually explain what the origin of that was. Buckle up. It's not great. But I think we figured that this show, our live show here in St. Paul, episode 2140 in a collector series, was as good a time as any, right, Walsh?
I guess so. No joke. I saw this tweet come in today, and I was like, you know what? No. I'm going to refuse. I'm going to live my whole life never telling anybody. But then Luke said...
Holy catfish!
Then Luke started screaming at me and saying weird things about catfish, and I was like, all right. I'll stabilize this ship by just appeasing him. So, all right, here's the deal. This is a true story. Like Luke said, it's not that great, but it is true, so this will scratch that itch for you. So I was telling Luke a while back, we were not in the same room. We were dialing up pre-show, just doing some chat, and somehow we started talking about public radio, and I was talking about a public radio show that I used to work on, and you know what? Take a listen to this.
This is The Front Porch on NHPR. John Kendall is an artist and art teacher who grew up in New Hampshire and now lives here again. But in between, he spent many years as a street artist, working in San Francisco, New Orleans, and several places in Europe. John creates art of great beauty and complexity from the simplest of tools, a pen, a bottle of ink, and a little water. He may be best known for his depictions of the tall ships, capturing their grace and power, and all those intricate
That's
rings.
It. I used to work on that show. Like, I think that, and I want to be kind to my former colleagues, but I think what I was trying to convey to Luke is that this was the most public radio New Hampshire show you could possibly accidentally produce for 2 years of your career. And so I played that for him, and we thought it was funny, and then I didn't know you were going to do it. You just introduced me that day, and I just started laughing my ass off. Then we high-fived digitally, and yep. The rest is history.